You are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Grace Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
And to you be all the glory, and to you be all the honor. We cherish what you did for us on Calvary Cross. Today began the great agony that you had to go through for mankind. When you entered Jerusalem, you said, "For the hour has come." It was a day like this that you wished that the cup would pass away from you. But you asked that the Father's will be done. Tonight we have not come to ask. We have come to thank you. We have come to celebrate you. We have come to worship you. We have come to adore you. Dia wuye ma ye no eye yemfe. Eye yemfe. Eye yemfe. Asedanka wode. Ewe Yesu demu. Amen. Bo wonsem kase ye share radio ni monyam. You know something? Listen. Kosi se ye beti de Yesu Kristo ye ema ye na se no. Yeun hunu kwan a esese e fa sosom. Until you understand the very sacrifice of Jesus for your life, you cannot worship him enough. I was tempted, sir, yebe bompai. Then immediately the Holy Spirit prompted me. Are you coming to ask in a day like this? The day the decision to change the world was made, not until Jesus entered Jerusalem, no one had right to touch him. He could have chosen not to enter Jerusalem. The man could have chosen not to ascend the cross. And the best thing that ever happened to the world was the cross. The best thing that ever happened to you was the cross. Prosperity is not the best thing. God prospered Abraham, but yet there was a need for the cross. So if it was left to your prosperity, there was no need for Jesus to come. Am I here with somebody? On the other day, the Lord healed Naaman of leprosy.
So it means that healing was possible even without the sacrifice of Jesus. Nanke radibet masayare senka Yesu mpo amewua. It was possible. Nanke radibetimi amaye die senka Yesu mpo amewua. Possible. So why did Jesus have to come and go through this pain? E dien ti na Yesu Christo bae na se so be fa sa die we. Adentia. How long will we overlook such great sacrifice? Adenti enkosi da ben ena yebekoso ayem fe nidi ema sacrifice we e koso. I understand that your breakthrough is more important to you than your salvation. I understand that your prosperity, just for you to ride in a big car, it's more important to you than your salvation. But God looked at these things and said, you need salvation more than this all. So Jesus Christ had to come. And he came on earth for 33 years. And today was the day of decision. If Jesus had remained in Galilee, no one could have touched him. Nanka Yesu Christo ka Galilee, nanka wenwu. But on his own accord, the Bible said he told the disciples, follow me, we are going into Jerusalem, for the hour has come that God be glorified. Then the Bible said that whilst he said these things to them, a voice tended from heaven and said, I have been both glorified and my name will be glorified again. God's glory was upon this sacrifice. And how was God going to be glorified? That a day is coming that you will be saved. I'm pointing you because the Bible said before Jesus died, you were nobody. Peter said that we that were not a people have been made a people. For he has called us from darkness into his marvelous light. And now we are his royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people sanctified of God to himself. Where would you have been if Jesus had not come? You. I will say, Israel for nyina ka se Moses say yensu ye pese ani nyankopon kasa. Moses ko bi se nyankopon say oh meba. And before God will appear on the Mount of Sinai, the Bible said, and tenderness, fire and smoke began. And the children of Israel began to shout and beg. Say, Moses, we don't want to talk to God anymore. Go ahead. Go ahead. This glory we can't stand. And now, during the Bonia, Moses non de won koshia. And God told Moses, if you see my face, you will die. I will put you in a rock, cover the rock with my hands, and when I pass, I will leave my hands and you can look at my back. And God passed, removed his hands, and Moses could look at God's back. And when Moses descended from Sinai, the Bible said that it says, so Omudi kuntu cover Moses for several months because no being to me shame Moses anymore. Obi hu nechi nipen to man renenim for several months. Na mi nim kwanya Moses fasu didi. That is his glory. And the angels were always looking at this glory. Bible say the four creatures, they will stand and bow and worship. And when they begin to worship, the 24 elders will also join. Holy, holy, holy are you. And they look at the glory of God and they sing, holy, holy, holy. And they have done this for eternity. And one day God rose up and said, I am going to earth. What are you going to do? I'm going to be like man. To do what? I'm going to die for him. How are you going on earth? I will leave my glory behind and go as a normal person. And I will let them kill me so that I can save them. This is a mystery. And so see. And sometimes, for what he did. Some of us don't understand. Oba is a normal man until when he finished his work and he was leaving. Then the apostles saw that indeed this is Emmanuel, God coming to dwell with us. The Bible said in their eyes they saw him ascending, going up, going up, going up, going up, going up. He went up and disappeared. He said, wow. So all this while, it was indeed God that was dwelling among us. I'm not talking about a God who was created. I'm talking about a God who created everything. This is the God Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 talks about. This is the God Satan offended and he cast him down to hell. This is the God the Bible says has bound all demons in hell. I'm talking about the God whom the Bible said that his breath parted the Red Sea into two. I'm talking about the God who entered into a fiery fire and because of his presence, the fire could not touch the three Hebrew men. I'm talking about that God. I am talking about the God who sent his angels to close the mouth of lions that they could not touch Daniel. I'm talking about a God. The God who came upon earth and he began to walk on water. I am talking about that God. I'm talking about that God. After everything he did, the Bible said that he used just 6 days. To create the whole world. 6 days. I'm talking about that God. He decided to die for you. Decided. Only you. Only you. Great is the mystery of godliness. God became flesh. Scene of angels. Listen, you might not understand the intensity of this sacrifice, but I pray that the Lord will open the eyes of your understanding. And the Bible says that angels are seeking to understand why God will do that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Without him was nothing made that was made. And he became the light of the world, and the light was the life. Without Jesus. And you go ahead and say that. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. I'm talking about Jesus. The Bible said that when they came to arrest him, to kill him, he told Peter, I can command for my Father to bring 6 legions of angels. 72,000 angels. I can command my Father. I can command. He had an option to abrogate everything. When they came to arrest him, the man had the option to command angels to strike. Or see, let him command these 72,000 angels now. They will kill all of you. He had that option. It's not that Jesus didn't have an option to die. He had the option. But so that somebody can be saved. So that if you die, the doors of heaven will be opened to you. So that you will pass from death to life. The Bible said that they that have believed him must pass from condemnation to life. So that you will pass from condemnation. He had options. Tell somebody, Jesus had options. Nanka wopea nankuun. Bible says for 3 hours he was at Gethsemane. Kabaya, 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 kabaya. For 3 hours. And when the soldiers came, he stood before them and said, who are you looking for? The moment he said, who are you looking for? They all fell under the anointing. Bam. And if a man's word can let you fall under the anointing, he can strike you with leprosy. He could have just struck them with leprosy. Pie. But he was shouting, because of Elvis, I must die. I decree and declare, may the benefit of his sacrifice work on your behalf. There are some of us here, the Lord will open up this mystery to you the more. He will open it up. The Bible makes us to understand that when he was about to die and the earth began to shake and there was darkness in the air, the people said that indeed this is the Son of God. He is. And sometimes we come to church and we never mention him. Then we go. Because we are busy with breakthroughs. We are busy to work out our healings. We are busy talking about how we can be rich. And we forget him. And he sits on his throne and he watch for 33 years. I left the heavens. He is the Word of God. So it means that for 33 years, when the Word was on earth, the heavens were silent. Because if God's Word is on earth, he has no word again to speak in heaven. So angels saw an unusual silence in the heavens. Where is Jesus? Because anytime the Father speaks, the Son appears. And now the Son is upon the earth. So the Father has nothing to say anymore in the heavens. Because on the other day, in the Garden of Eden, the Bible said that when God, in the close of the day, the Bible said that, and Adam heard the voice of God walking in the garden. And the Bible in Genesis 3, he heard the voice of God walking. What is the voice of God? The word. So when God said that, Adam, where are you? It became a voice and it walked. So anytime God speaks, it was Jesus that appeared. And now Jesus has come upon the earth. So for 33 years, God is not ready to speak to any angel. God is not ready to speak to any 24 elder. God is not ready to speak to any of the four creatures. Why? Because Jesus was on earth. And they began to think, what is happening? Who is man? Who is man? Why crying in the path? Now, Radis, yes, I deal with we are. Man can still understand what Jesus did. May our eyes be opened. I said, may our eyes be opened. Man can still understand. And then come maybe my bumpire one now uncle could catch him saying then so be Muse baby sabim. A shout I want us today. This is a day somebody must be dancing and shouting. Why? Jesus died for me. Are you ready to dance? Are you ready to dance? If we obey 5 minutes praise, are you here? You will dance like you are important than an angel. Obi of here. I said you will dance like what? Someone is not here. I said you will dance like what? Thank you. Because what God did for you, he has not done it for angels. And if angels can worship him more than you, it's an error. And for 24 hours, angels have no business but just going up. Whilst we are dancing as Zonto, angels that Jesus did not die for are going up. May the Lord have mercy upon somebody tonight. The Lord have mercy upon us. Whilst we are doing business, the people the blood is not speaking for are going up and down. When Lucifer sinned, there was no redemptive plan for him. When angels sinned, when Lucifer sinned, God turned his name to Satan. When angels sinned, God turned their name to demons. When man sinned, we are now called Christians, another Christ, sons of God. What he did not do for them, he has done it for us. And yet, those people remaining, those remaining are still praising and dancing. Brother, you have no business to be like the devil. You have no business to be like demons. It's only demons that must not worship God. It's only demons that must not praise. It's only demons that must... Oh, tell somebody, I will suspect you if you don't know how to worship. It's only demons whom because God did not plan to save them. Satan sinned once. No chance for him. Man sinned and double sinned and triple sinned and quadruple sinned and yet God said, I will die for man. I will die for him. I will die for him. Hey, somebody will dance tonight. You are not dancing because God will give you money. You are not dancing because there will be a breakthrough. You are just dancing because the lamb is worthy to be slain. You are dancing because he's worthy to break the seals. You are dancing because the lion of Judah has prevailed. You are dancing because the cross has prevailed. You are dancing because that he used his blood to save you. You are dancing because you have a hope of eternal life. Someone shout and give the Lord some praise. You are dancing because of something. Yes. I'm not going to dance because I'll get a car. Yes. Yes. In my dancing, when he becomes happy and he throws his hands, by mistake, a BMW must arrive. It can arrive. It can. By mistake, when I'm praising him, And he begins to shout. Ha, this he will call some angels. Come and see my son, the one I died for. Look at him. By mistake, something will drop. Something will just drop. Be best tough for me. Bible say, worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive. Revelation 5:12. To receive power. To receive riches, to receive honor, to receive strength, to receive glory, and to receive blessings. So he is carrying these blessings in his hands. Riches, power, glory. He was slain to receive. And someone is receiving glory tonight. Someone is going to receive blessings tonight. Someone is going to receive riches tonight. Shall I receive it? Yes. By mistake, won't take him in position. By mistake, someone will be blessed. Me, I am not dancing because I need anything. But when he becomes happy, Abraham born a for Rebiad. Bosha won't say any no say. A Radia Nijia is dangerous. Nibufunswa is dangerous. I say, may come a one time. Abraham may come a one time. I didn't hear why you be Biaman and Yaji. Tonight, you make God proud for dying for you. Oh, Baba Zokota, Sebedeha. If you make him proud for you, the next thing will be greater. Someone will not leave here empty-handed. I know one thing for sure. No praiser, no one that praises God leaves his presence the same. And if you are not praising him just for money or anything, but praising him for his greatest sacrifice, you will live here loaded. Amen. I said you live here loaded. Amen. Are you on fire like I'm on fire? Makasoto Bahaya. Are the instrumentalists ready? Are they ready? Are they ready? Are you ready? Is your leg ready? Yes. Are your voices ready? Yes. Are your hands ready? Yes. Like you will slap it for him. Yes. Are your feet ready? Makadabaha. Zebelebele. Lebelebelebe. Listen. I have this praise song. I know when we sing it, heaven will dance. And you may say, catch the Jesus say. Hallelujah. only one worthy to be the King of Kings. And you say, Katsire Yesu say, Nahinino, Nahinino, Nahinino. Who names that? Obi betiema ko sise ni ni besi e fata no e fata ni se ni di mu ti se obi be fone se mo sa e fata no come on let's go
Katira Yesu se
Katira
Yesu se
Oh,
see.
Come and see what the Lord has done.
Amen. Let me tell you. And one is me machine better. This message I preach, I never thought of it. Maybe Mike, the real message I have to preach, man touching. Telling you that from beginning to the end, understand me uncle Pompe. The moment the Holy Spirit told me, say, Nensu baby Sabim. And one of my message says, tonight you are living here blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. The whole America, the whole world. Soft a puppet is one moon and hook around me.
Set out down for forgotten.
Show. Show. Me. Mean to me who knew a radin yet. Amen. Menya, menya sofwa me ba sorry beckam atomin. Frisa me yam. Enti.
Set up for ya. You don't fall for
a man.
Set up. That's your name. Satan, you are a troublemaker.
I don't want. Mama, it's here, baby. Who are them? Oh, some warning. One man, a warning. Maybe. Last one.
Hey, my God is good, though.
Why are you ready?
Yeah.
For last one.
Hey!
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Meba,
Mike,
what? Why in the bay? Why not?
Satan,
why not? 2 minutes, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Set and down for forgotten. You don't fall for
sake.
You don't fall for
forgotten.
Set and I hate to
your name. Set and down for
forgotten. But it's confessing now. We come up here. Set and down. I'm not bringing that you need your sight. I'm not saying that you need your sight. I hate you. I don't like your name.
You don't
It is a dangerous thing. Intime campaign work at us.
We lift your name. 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 We lift. Your name.
Shout out.
worship no me bom paye o do offering tum now feelings e okofia now kofie.
We will just continue.
Who feels your coffee now? Coffee. Listen, why we feel what piano? Just go home.
We will close in about 30 minutes, but the worship will still go on.
Wow, person, co piano. Now, call. Namibwa next week, Friday. Friday, we are bano. A good night, Friday. Yes, a good Friday. Yen, you know what, demo. I won't buy. Uncle, I won't ma. There will be serious encounter with Jesus to by Friday, exactly 5:30. Now you're Shasia, you can drop your offering, continue to worship, and then you go home. Media Mebo, Mebo.
Oh, am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on pastorelvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajuman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajuman.org. For offerings, visit www. www.payalpha.org. For more information, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.